This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We're going to tackle somebody's issue in their relationship. We call it Great Mate Debate. We have Jenny and Heath, and they are...
They're having a disagreement about Jenny's parents. And how to move forward.
I think Jenny won the toss here, so she gets to go first. Jenny?
Yai.
What's happening?
So my husband Heath and I are married happily with two tween daughters. And unfortunately, my parents recently split up due to my father having an affair.
Yikes. Okay.
After almost 50 years of marriage, so imagine that.
Whoa!
I'm sorry.
I know we don't need to get down in the weeds on this or anything, but, like, was he having an affair for a long time and just finally got caught? Or, I mean, that doesn't matter. It doesn't, like, that just sucks. I'm sorry.
Thank you. And the short answer is yes. But, yeah, it was bad. And so, to be honest with you, I'm devastated. It's just been so ugly. I feel so bad for my mom. My heart is breaking. And so I really just don't want to deal with my dad. Like, I want to cut him out of my life. I want to cut him out of my children's lives.
Wow.
And, you know, I don't think they should be around him. I think he was careless. He was selfish. And he should have known there were consequences. And he doesn't deserve to be around them after what he did to not only my mom, but the whole family. He embarrassed us. It's horrible.
Okay. You think the consequences of infidelity is losing your entire family?
Yes, I think it is. This went on for way too long. And, you know, without getting into detail, you know, I'm the one that found out everything, so maybe I'm even more bitter because of that. But okay. I just don't want my daughters to, like, be looking at their grandfather with this admiration that they always do and not know the truth. They deserve to know the truth, and they're old enough where they will understand in some capacity. And I want to set them up for success, not, you know, be, like, living this lie. I can't be fake. I'm sorry.
Wow. Okay. Well, let's get your adoring husband in here, Heath.
Yai.
What's your angle on this?
Well, I mean, obviously, it's terrible, and I understand, like, there's going to be fallout from it, but they're tweens. Like, they're definitely not old enough to understand all the intricacies, or, like, I don't think you can just tell them a little bit. I think you have to tell them the whole thing at that rate, and then that's, like, a whole other discussion, and it just sort of changes the way in which they approach their grandfather. He's family, after all. I mean, like, look, obviously there's still going to be problems, but he loves his granddaughters, and that's never going to change. And, like, yeah, are we going to be, like, hanging out and, like, wanting to do a lot of things? Not right off, but, like, you know, people make mistakes, and, like, I'm not going to have him, like, over and hang out, but, like, over time, like, he's still their grandfather. I mean, how are you, like...
So you want to leave him in their life, and you think the only way is to hide what happened in the failed marriage?
No. I mean, it's not like we're going to pretend that they're not divorced or that there's an issue. I mean, I'm going to be just going to go out on a limb and suggest that he's going to have a girlfriend pretty soon if we were to, like, ask him.
Yeah, that does happen.
Yeah, well, yeah, I mean, this has been going on long enough. Okay. Yeah, but this has been going on long enough that, like, they're gonna still be together, I'm sure. Anyway, that aside, we're going to have to explain to the kids what's going on. Tell them, like, you can't see them. What if they want to see him? Like, what if they say, we don't care. We love our grandpa.
Okay, but let me just ask you a question, okay? Like, I know that you love our daughters more than anything in the world. How would you feel if they got married and the person they married cheated on them and had an affair? Would you not go after them? Would you not be, like, ready to do anything
jail
to protect them?
No. His answer's accurate.
Yeah.
You know, you said before, like, oh, it's family. Yeah, it is family, and we're supposed to stick together. And, like, he didn't even say, listen, guys, I'm going through something. I'm not in love with your mother, or I need help. Like, he's just been carrying on this affair for so long.
Yeah.
For him to not even consider all of us is disgusting. But,
I mean,
you know, you're,
that's,
your
with, that's you and him.
Girl.
That's you and
not,
him.
No,
that's
you
not
should
our
not
daughter.
Make it okay.
Hey, Heath. Do you have a closer relationship with your father-in-law rather than mother-in-law?
No, I mean, they're not, I mean, this is going to sound terrible. They're not my parents, really. So, like, they're lovely people. I now have a different opinion of my father-in-law, but he's still my father-in-law. Like, it's not like...
Well, he's still the girl's
somehow,
grandpa.
He's still grandpa.
But he devastated me. Like, I don't know how you don't understand that. Like, okay. I am your wife.
Why are you trying to explain it to our daughters? I'm not saying don't be devastated. I'm not saying I'm not defending it. I think it's terrible. I have a hard time looking him in the eye.
Listen, Keith, we live in a different world.
Like,
than,
to sour the relationship?
Right, but we live in a different world than the way you and I grew up. We grew up a bit more sheltered. Things weren't the same. There was no social media. Like, the girls understand about a lot of things. And
they're probably very aware. You
know, like, they're not. These are very smart girls, and I'm not just saying that because they're my daughters. They're very smart girls. They're very aware. And how about this? Like, I will tell them. I'll leave out all the gruesome details, but I am going to tell them. They deserve to know that their grandfather...
I feel like you're going to tell them either way, no matter what people say, but, like, I think it's destructive because they're at an age that they hold all of our family in high regard. And lots of people have done stupid things and terrible things. Not as bad as this, yes. But, like, why are we telling them, like... Let them just be
kids.
Because
they need to know how they shouldn't be treated.
Yeah.
You should be devastated for my mom.
They need to know that people can let you down.
I know, but I mean, I'm just saying.
You can teach that lesson without being like, hey, look at grandpa. He's a philanderer.
Yeah.
So how do I tell my daughters every time that my dad wants to come around, grandpa's coming over, I have to go out, I have to go away, I'm working. Like, I don't want to sit there and lie to them. Like, we don't have to lie to them. We'll arrange it so that they're not there. Our girls, and now we're going against what we're teaching them. So now we're hypocrites. Do you want to be a hypocrite?
No, you're not. Are we lying to them that they're getting divorced? No.
Know the truth.
I've never said why I got a divorce. I mean, it's nobody's business. I'm not telling you how to parent your kid. And if Jenny, you're so hurt, like, we need people. You're clearly hurt, and it is your parents, and you're allowed to make some decisions here. But it's like, to me, as somebody who's been a victim of cheating in more than one relationship, I think it's terrible what that feels like. But you're doing a punishment that doesn't fit the crime. I mean, you cheat and you lose your relationship, but you don't suddenly stop being a grandfather. You don't lose your job. You shouldn't. Like, you're saying he's a terrible person, so he should be cut off from society. It's like, he's not a child molester. He just cheated on his wife.
I know,
and I'm not saying that's okay, but it's not
nobody
that.
Would stay in their marriage. But if everybody thought that way, nobody would stay in their marriages. Like, oh, no big deal. Just, you know, like,
we don't have to go, like, have holidays with him. Like, he misses out on some of those things.
That's what it's going to turn into. That's what it's going to turn into. And he's going to bring that little
And what if our daughters? What if our daughters forgive him? What are you going to do?
I have to respect them. I will give them the opportunity, I guess, to forgive them. I'm not going to forbid them, I guess, if they're like, Mommy, we're okay with it. I love him. But I don't think that's going to be the reaction. I really don't. They're tweens. They're not like five. You know what I mean? They understand what's going on. And
so you're manipulating their opinion, like, instead of letting them form it on their own.
They don't love my father any more than
my mother. Why don't they ask him? Once you tell them, when they're divorced, if they have a question, they should ask him.
Okay.
Yeah, you know what my father's going to do? He's going to do what he always does and dance around it.
Guys, hang on. This is obviously really raw, so just everybody hang on. We're going to get a jury for you. Don't move.
Deep breaths.
Yeah, 303-222-5423 if you want to chime in.
I don't.
If you can help them, if you've been through
it. She's hurt. And yeah. She's allowed to cut her father off, but I don't think you immediately cut.
But there are consequences to your actions, as far as like, it's not just the person that you're cheating on that you're hurting. It's everyone in their life.
Like, you think that's a reasonable consequence to cut him off from his grandchildren because he can't?
I don't know because it's just like the kids are kind of an extension of her.
Yeah, yeah, and it's kind of like you knew that you were betraying not only his wife, but also his daughter, who then his daughter is going to be upset and not want to be around you, which kind of means the kids. I don't know that. I don't think it fits the crime, but I understand. I definitely understand what she's coming
for
from.
Sure.
Of like, he messed up.
Well, you guys get to decide. Do they cut the grandkids off entirely? Do they tell the grandkids who's like, yeah, he's a cheater, but does he deserve to be ostracized from society as a result? 303-222-5423.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season, but this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We are trying to help out Jenny and Heath. Basically, her parents just broke up because of infidelity, and she wants to cut her dad out of her life entirely, which includes cutting her dad out of their daughter's lives.
Mm-hmm.
But which seems...
Yeah, is it fair that they lose their grandpa just because he did something bad, but also there are consequences for your actions?
Does anybody here honestly believe, like, you haven't probably, you've cheated, Aaron?
How dare you? No, I haven't.
You haven't?
No.
Really? Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. I just kind of assumed you've never cheated?
Absolutely not. That is, I've definitely cheated
in my life. But I never thought that the consequences are I'm jettisoning this relationship, and that's it.
But this relationship comes with his daughter, his daughter's children. Like, his daughter's not going to be happy about it when she found out.
I'm just, okay. Jenny, Heath, we have jury members here. Feel free to jump in with them if you'd like. Let's start with Jason.
Hey, hello, how are you? Yai.
Yai.
Hey, hello, how are you? Hi.
Whose side are you on?
So I'm on his side. I mean, I'm a parent. I'm a grandfather. I've been through this stuff. And I mean, this is driving me nuts. This world, always putting the kids in the middle. The freaking kids love their grandpa. They love their grandma. No matter what the grandparents done, why take it out on the kids? Why separate them? No. Hey, grandma and grandpa's going through something right now. They're going to live at their own places, you know, but they love you kids. And you kids should love them and give, you know, and just, I mean, geez.
But so, Jason, you're saying you're saying to admit that they're divorcing, but don't tell the kids the truth?
I mean, why? I mean, these kids got their own lives, and now we're going to start talking to them about divorce and this and that. And it's like, no, the bottom line is that's their grandparents. They love them for whatever. Grandpa takes them fishing. Grandma takes them shopping. Do this, do that. That's all they know. Why do they need to know about the ugliness, you know? I don't want my grandkids or my kids to know the ugliness. Hey, we have problems. It's like, come on. Leave the kids love their grandparents as the grandparents love them.
Thank you for the call, Jason. Any comment on that, Jenny?
I have a comment. I mean, I'm holding my tongue here. You know, you keep saying why. Well, why didn't my father think of not only the grandkids, but his own children when
he didn't think he was going to get caught. That's why.
Oh, my gosh.
Brutal honesty from me.
He didn't think he was going to ever have to deal with any of this.
I
would have done it.
Yeah. No, I mean, okay, let's just keep going here. Renee.
Whoa. Yeah, I'm a screaming toddler right now.
Yeah, okay. Well, whose side are you on and your toddler?
Anyways, hold on just a second. Okay, you guys can both be right. There is definitely a gray area with this situation. Definitely let them know and communicate what's going on, but I don't think he necessarily needs to be cut out completely. And, you know, Mom, if you don't want to be around him, that's a good place where communication can come in. Be like, look, you guys can see Grandpa, but I don't want to be here. So I think there's definitely a gray area, but definitely communicate what's going on because you definitely don't want them learning that that's an acceptable behavior. Me being from a broken home, I can say for sure that I picked up on habits of my father. So communication is key.
Thank you for the call. I don't know what side your toddler was on there, but Christina?
Yes.
Whose side are you on?
Not the mother's side, that's for sure.
Oh, boy.
Wow.
Why?
Unfortunately. The whole thing happened to me is that when I was a child, and my mother wouldn't allow me to see my father.
Oh,
and
wow.
I didn't know him ever. He died. I never knew him. I never knew his family. He was one of five brothers. I didn't know my grandparents. I didn't know my uncles. I didn't know anybody. And I only met the only living relative on my father's side 3 years ago.
Wow.
And it's really sad. I have three half-sisters that I met two of at the same time I met my uncle. And you really can't, I mean, this is my opinion, you can't put your values on your children. You have to let them form their own values. If they have opinions, you've got to let them come to their opinions on their own.
So, Christina, even though your father, according to your mother, your father wasn't a great guy, but you still wanted the opportunity to meet him.
For yourself.
Yeah, see for yourself.
I know he wasn't. He got a 16-year-old pregnant.
Mm.
So I know he wasn't a good person. But that doesn't mean I didn't want to know him.
Wow.
Thank you for the call, Christina. I know that's really raw. Jenny, I don't know how to say this, but like we could pick up a whole bunch more lines that are all on Heath's side. Basically, people are saying these are adult problems, and even though your kids are tweens, you don't need to expose your kids to these problems.
I mean, that last caller definitely, got to me. I'm willing to compromise. That's what I'm getting out of this. I'm willing to sit down with you, Heath, and, like, I guess just figure out the best way we can both win. I mean, I don't, I'm talking from a place of pain. Like, I hope everybody understands. Like,
honey, I know. Like,
pain. I love my father. Like, he's the first man I ever loved and taught me how to love and be loved. And I can't believe he did this. I'm just in shock and I'm hurt. And
but you learned how to do all that from him, and even though he's flawed, so it's not like your daughters or our daughters being around him is going to be something detrimental. They're going to see how we treat each other, and that's what they should ascribe to.
There you go.
Yeah, I like that.
Hang on, guys. Jenny, you genuinely do not have to see this dude. You don't. So just know that. Nobody's going to force you, but that is going to be a fun dinner conversation tonight.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.